One of the finest spots you'll ever hope to find for stargazing is the Headlands International Dark Sky Park near Mackinac City. Tonight, the park will host stargazers who want the best seat in the house for one of the big events of the year, the famed Leonid meteor shower. It's going to peak between midnight and dawn tomorrow. Mary Stewart Adams is program director at the park. Always good to have you with us on Stateside, Mary.
And it's always great to be here. Thanks for having me.
Now, this is one of those meteor showers that it kind of strikes me that even the casually interested stargazer has probably heard of, right?
I think so. The thing about the Leonids is it's sometimes the most prolific, but it's also the most dramatically variable of all the meteor showers that we have every year.
What is actually happening with the Leonids and what will be happening, especially tomorrow morning as they're peaking?
Well, what happens is a comet will come through our planetary system, and as it goes toward the sun, it starts to break up. And the things that it leaves in its path as it's going is what we move through then as the Earth is orbiting the sun. And we see that stuff that broke off that comet falling through our atmosphere as falling stars. Now, with the comet that causes the Leonid, it's the comet Temple-Tuttle. It has a 33-year rhythm, so typically when the comet is closer to our sun, we will have a really vibrant meteor shower. Right now, unfortunately for us, that comet is pretty far away, so it's really unpredictable what's going to happen tomorrow morning.
There have been some pretty, shall we say, spectacular meteor storms in past years?
There have been, and this particular meteor shower is the one that in the 19th century started what we call meteor science. Or meteor shower science, because it was so prolific. It even, one of the anecdotal stories I read was that it made people get up out of their beds because there were thousands of stars falling through the sky, which is really hard to imagine, but what a beautiful sight that would have been. And this led to scientists of that day really starting to study what's causing this phenomenon.
What are you expecting to see this year? I know you say it's not going to be quite as dramatic as 100,000 meteors an hour.
You know, it's difficult to predict. The prediction is anything from 5 meteors an hour to 70 meteors an hour. But because the parent comet is not close to our sun, not close to the Earth right now, I suspect, unfortunately, that it's not going to be really active. But then as soon as I say that, it's like, wait a minute, anything can happen. So the morning sky is really beautiful right now with Venus and Jupiter and Mars. So if we have the added bonus of seeing falling stars, then I think it's worth getting up for.
Tell us, what's the best time to watch for the meteors, and where do we look?
Well, I'll start with the last question first. Where do you look is anywhere in the sky. But the reason astronomers will say, okay, here's the best time to watch the shower, is because the constellation that lends its name to the meteor shower, when it's highest up in the sky, that's when we will see the most meteors. So in this case, we're looking for the constellation Leo, which is up as early as 3 a.m. When it's getting toward dawn, Leo is mounting higher and higher in our sky. So I would say set the alarm for 3 a.m. You can get up and then watch Jupiter and Venus rising with the Pleiades will already be up. You'll see the region of Taurus. Orion will be vibrant. It's a really beautiful morning sky at this time of year.
Although I know we do have the chance of some rain, at least here in southeast Michigan tonight, which would be awfully disappointing.
It's, you know, unfortunately something we always have to contend with is the weather that's closer to home. But this meteor shower, it actually extends for quite a long period. It's from November 6th all the way until the 30th. So what you have to imagine happening is this comet is coming through our system, and it leaves a pretty wide path, and we gradually move through that path. We get to the thickest part of it overnight tonight, but that doesn't mean we won't still have the opportunity to see some more falling stars after this date has passed.
Mary Stewart Adams is with the Headlands International Dark Sky Park near Mackinac City. Their website is midarkskypark.org. It's always great talking stars with you, Mary. Thank you so very much.
Thanks for having me.